Blog Talk Radio.
Street.
Welcome to Word City Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and today we're going to be talking on the subject of what's going on around the country. Can we change the world? Is something we need to be looking at? I don't know if we can, but collectively, if we would all just sit down and think about what's going on and what can we do, I don't think violence is the answer, but of course, we get tired of people attacking us, and that's what they do. So now we have to figure out what we're going to do as far as trying to stop the police and whatever we're going to do. So that's what we're going to do. But right now, let me play this other song real quick, and we're going to do that until we get some calls in. But the number, if you want to call in, is definitely 607-203-5267. Call in and discuss what ways we can possibly make it better between us and the police, and why do they keep calling Black Lives Matter a political or a I'll say a terrorist group. I don't understand why they are saying that when we have the Ku Klux Klan has been around for years and they've been considered a terrorist group, but nobody wants to, or the skinheads or any of that, but nobody is looking at them as being discriminative or any type of way. But Black Lives Matter or the Black Panthers or something like that, the first thing that comes out of somebody's mouth is that they're a radical group. And it's what bothers me is you have African Americans that are even saying that, which is just, to me, is just, I just don't understand. But all that I can see that everyone is looking for is just a chance to be created, you know, treated equally, not to be treated no other way. So I don't understand what the issue is and why these men being killed. It's getting to a point where we just don't know if we want to let our children go anywhere or our men or anyone. I mean, I can go out. The way it is now, it doesn't matter your age. I can go out somewhere and be shot just because I'm trying to do the right thing and be in compliance. It's just terrible the way things are beginning to be, and I just don't understand why we have this issue, but we do, and there's nothing we can do about it right now unless we all come together and agree not to allow this. But is violence the answer?
discipline. It starts with me and it starts with you. It's complicated, but it's simple too. Just like patience, sharing is a virtue. Show folks where you stand. Lend a hand when you can to your fellow man. Over plan for the day when you can't work the way you used to.
I want all my people on.
For my brother, what I want for myself. I want for my sis, what I want for my mother. Was an undercover thugger trying to get to the wealth, to the thug. Life put my brother undercover. Now one of us gotta be around for the love of her. Turn my life around and what's real love to others. I'm the one serving you facts, was the one serving you butters. Please be mindful with some Judas to the mother.
Let's go. All my people, living good.
Again, like I said, I'm here. If anybody wants to just talk and discuss our current situation, the number is 607-203-5267. That's 607-203-5267. Welcome to call in, and we can discuss or just talk about it. You know, I think that that's the problem. We're not discussing it. We're just being upset and mad, and I know that if we talk about it, maybe we can approach it in a different way. So that's what we'll have to do. We can do that, try to keep it where it's contained. I know it's hard to do, especially when innocent people are dying because of others doing things. You know, try to work this out. I don't know what we can do, but we really do need to figure out a way to make this better for us and our kids and everything else. Stop pointing fingers at everybody. You know, we all got issues. Everybody's got something. But we have to try to work it out and amongst each other. Otherwise, we're going to always be in this turmoil and always be in problems. And it's just not good. It really isn't. And I don't know what we can do to make it better, but we have to at least try. Instead of just sitting back and thinking that, you know, it's their fault and we're wrong and blah, 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 whatever. But we need to work it out. We do. So hopefully we can. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Here we are, still doing our thing. Every time I see a number pops up, and then every time I try to catch it, it goes away. So I don't know what's going on, but it's okay. We're doing our thing tonight, and we got about 40 minutes left, and we'll continue to do it. So if you're interested, just call in the number 607-203-5267. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we're doing our thing, and we're going to continue on as we go forth and do what we have to do to get it through. So that's it. You know, I know we wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on in our world, but we'll do that another time, since we don't have anyone calling in right this time. So we'll just do what we need to do, and we'll go forth. But I want to continue on playing a little bit of music, and we'll do what we have to continue it on, and that's basically it. So, but thanks for listening. Those that are listening, we thank you very much for listening and hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Radio. We have a caller, I think. We can see what we got here. 916 area code. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mr. Red Snapper?
I'm doing all right. Just sitting here, kind of enjoying some music and doing what I always do.
I see. I'm like, okay, we're getting it going on right now. That's mellow.
Yeah, I was just listening to some. Yeah, this is Prince, actually. This is one of his jazz groups that he had. A lot of people didn't know that Prince did more than just what they saw him do. So this group,
right.
This is one of his groups that he had out. It's called, he called them Madhouse 8. So,
oh,
you know, they did a lot of Madhouse, different 16, 9. They did a whole bunch of them. And that's what he called the group Madhouse, and they just named all the songs Madhouse. We were going to try to talk a little bit tonight on the subject matter about what's going on in the world, but as far as but it didn't work out that way, so it's fun.
Yeah,
so how are you doing? What are you up to?
Work. You know, I posted yesterday, I think it was yesterday or this morning, all these different projects coming up. You know, I was, the new guy wants me to help him write his story for his book. So I'm going to assist in that. Then I'm doing a book with my son. He's, you know, he's 18.
Okay.
So it's the mother and son thing. You know, so that'll be published soon. I haven't done a lot of promoting it yet because I'm trying to get some other things in order for that book.
Right.
With him going to the military, to the Army, I'm just, I told him, I said, I want to have this done. You know, we're about done. So I told him, I said, I want this done before you leave. He's like,
right.
Oh, okay, Mom. You know, putting his brain to work. He's a pretty good writer so far.
I'm pretty sure he is. He's got a good example to follow.
Yeah, but that, you know, then his sister writes too, so. It's,
yeah.
I know Trey was in,
true.
Trey is in Chicago. Is she still in Chicago?
Yeah. She was on her way back. She called me earlier and said that she was on her way in, but that she was going to try to call in, but she wasn't able to do it, which is fine. It's cool. When you travel and you have things you have to do, we understand that.
Right. I was like, I got to make sure I'm on top of it. I've been just work for every work is consuming my life right now. And I'm trying to get to the point where I don't have to worry about that. So pretty soon I haven't had a day off since the 18th of last month.
Wow.
Yes, I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
Day starts around 6:30 and don't end till 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Wow.
I'm just slowing down. Right, and so
yeah.
I'm just.
And you also have. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And then not to mention
yeah.
all the projects you got going on as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to get it worked out and.
I tried to call you because we were supposed to talk, and we didn't get to do that.
And I didn't get the chance.
I didn't
get the chance
to
call you back.
Yeah.
You did, and I was like, dang, I didn't get to call Red back because I wanted to. I mean, I really wanted to have a conversation with you about a bunch of stuff. And I was like, man, I'm gonna have to. To see what we can do. But I've seen
right.
some of your book covers that I like. I really like the new book covers that you got out there.
Yeah, that book is it's out there, and I don't know, I got to promote it. I'm going to probably get some of them here pretty soon so I can try to do some book signings and stuff. But this is a different book. And of course, a lot of people don't know me as my government name, so but I think it can get out there and it can do all right if they give it a chance. It's not none of the other stuff, but it's I think it's worth the read. I want people to see another side of me besides just seeing the sexual side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's
right.
about two sex scenes I think in this book, and they're very light.
Mm-hmm.
One is a rape scene, and then the other one is a actual love scene. But that's it. That's all that's in there as far as sex goes. But the story itself, I think, is worth reading if people get into not so much romance, but it's just a story. It's a story about life, basically, and it's talking about the lifestyle of what was going on in that time frame. So a lot of people, especially. I'm going to say it's all black. A lot of black people don't want to read stuff like this. They feel like they can't handle the slavery or whatever. And it's not even really slavery in this book, but, I mean, there's slaves in the book, but it's not really touching that subject matter. It's just about the quadroons and the mulattoes and the octoroons and all that stuff. You know, all the different people that were mixed with the Creoles and what they were doing, you know, the sexual. Actually, it's about a benefactor. What these women are doing today, if they read it, they'll probably understand why they do what they do today. Some of them, not all of them. But you know how you get your sugar daddy and all that. That's what this book is about. It's about women who are looking for the proper sugar daddy that they want to take care of them to have children with, basically. And that's what the Plessy system was back then, for the Creoles. They didn't have anything left to do because they were too light to be in the field. They were too dark, you know, not dark enough to be in white society unless they was real white. Like
right.
that one picture I put out, the one cover I had with the white girl, the girl was real white. They was like, oh, we can't have that. She looked too white.
Wow.
That's what they were doing, passing for white. You know what I'm saying? You saw that cover, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I actually like it because it's
that's
different.
Right. You know, they thought she was white because she looked white. They couldn't get past the blue eyes and stuff. But you have a lot of people that's mixed like that. I have people in my family that has that.
I don't know why it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, that's what the story is about. But see, they're not understanding. They wanted the girl to be real dark. You know, whatever.
We got a lot of that going on already. Nah. Every
you know,
black person's book ain't gonna have a dark skin sister on it. Sorry. With her chi chi's out. It's not gonna happen.
But see, if they understood what the book was about, then they would know why she was that color or looking the way I had her looking. because they're not, they're looking at it as being a, okay, it's a black dude writing a book. You know, he's supposed to be half mixed, but they want her to still look Negroid. And that's not the case. I mean, there's going to be some features, but it's not going to be that much. You know, especially if she's a mulatto. You know, if it's white father, black mother, whatever, or vice versa, it's going to still be it's not going to be completely dark. So, you know, they were tripping.
That's crazy. Just read the book first. How about that?
Yeah, I was trying to get him to do, but you know, some people.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?